The Utah Department of Health has put a price tag on the California measles outbreak that resulted in three youth in Utah contracting the illness earlier this year.
Well, the early detection kept the illness from spreading much here, but the Utah Department of Health still had to monitor a whole bunch of people who came into contact with the trio during the time that they were still infectious. Tom Udako with the Utah Department of Health is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Tom, what kind of cost did the state see as a result of this?
Well, our total tabulation, and keep in mind, this is just the costs that were incurred by the state's public health departments to investigate this outbreak, was approximately $115,000. That takes into account the man hours the public health put into responding to the outbreak, as well as the direct costs, so things like lab testing, immunizations, both the vaccine and the supplies that were used to administer the vaccines. What it doesn't take into account, and certainly there's a larger toll out there, is costs to the healthcare system, costs to the economy in general in terms of parents not being able to go to work because they were placed into voluntary quarantine, because they had come into contact with one of these cases, or maybe their children had come into contact with one of these cases and they weren't allowed to go to school, and the parents in turn had to stay home from work. So clearly a huge impact. And like I said, the $115,000 really only captures a portion of it.
It really does put into perspective, though, doesn't it? And is a wake-up call to what would happen if we had a much wider spread of any disease.
In a lot of ways, we were very lucky with this outbreak. The two individuals who were the original cases both returned home and were infectious over the Christmas breaks, which means that they weren't in school and potentially exposing other children. So it certainly could have been a much bigger and much more expensive outbreak than what it was.
So what are the other things that maybe we learned from this outbreak that we can use in the future?
Well, I think the thing that we learned from this outbreak and the thing that we learned from all outbreaks is the importance of being properly immunized. We feel pretty confident that we can trace the origins of this outbreak back to Disneyland. And if you think of how many thousands of people were at Disneyland on those particular days and only a few dozen of them end up being infected, that really speaks to the effectiveness of the measles vaccine.
I'm real curious, and I apologize we're short on time, but I'm curious, after this outbreak, did we see an increase in vaccinations?
Well, some of the local health departments who actually administer vaccines certainly did. In Utah County, for example, where the cases reside, they gave out nearly 600 doses of the MMR vaccine during January alone, and typically they'll only give out about 100 during that month. Hmm. So there was certainly an upswing in the amount of people who were getting vaccinated.
Interesting. Tom, thanks for your time today.
Absolutely.